Today's shiur is Masechta Becheiros Daf Ches. We begin on Daf Zayin Amud Beis at the Mishnah towards the bottom of the Yomid. Says Mishnah Dag Tamei Shibola Dag Tohar. If a non-kosher fish swallowed a kosher fish, Mutabachila. Now you cut open the non-kosher fish and you find the kosher fish. Taloch is Mutabachila. You may eat the kosher fish. However, vice versa, Tohar Shibola Dag Tamei. If the kosher fish swallowed a non-kosher fish, Asa Bachila. You may not eat that non-kosher fish, l'fish ena geduloi, because it's not considered that it became part of the larger fish. The Rishayim discuss that obviously we're referring here to a situation where the fish that has been swallowed has not yet been digested. But once the fish that's been swallowed has been digested by the big fish, so then either way, if you're eating the kosher fish, even though the kosher fish might have eaten non-kosher food, it's still kosher, and so too, vice versa. Furthermore, the Pesach can say that this discussion that we're having in the Mishnah is relevant la'aloch l'maisa, because the question comes up, Pesach, what happens if you have a chicken, and you open the chicken, and there are kernels of wheat in that chicken? And of course, wheat on Pesach is chametz. And that's why many people have the custom either to serve, to give the chickens before Pesach non-chametz food. You could give them kidneys, you could give them corn, but not to give them chametz. Or that they buy all the chickens before Pesach and they clean the chickens before Pesach. So even if there was a kernel of wheat in the innards of the chicken, it would be not an issue because you cleaned it out before Yom Tov. Or if nowadays, anyway, most of the chickens we buy are clean, so it's not much of an issue either. One more, Machlaikas Rishayim. Our Mishnah and Gemara, we're about to begin, discuss the halacha of a fish swallowing food. We discussed the other day the halacha, the Mishnah, the Gemara, we've been discussing the halacha of Ayotzim and Atar, Tar, and Ayotzim and Atamei, Tamei. That what comes out of a tar is kosher, and what comes out of tamei is not kosher. And we show them the debate if this halacha applies as well by fish as it does by animals. Says the Gemara, Tam de Chazina de Bola. It seems in our Mishnah that the reason we're taking this approach is because we saw that the kosher fish swallowed the non-kosher fish, or vice versa. Halacha zina de Bola. If we didn't see it happen, as Amri, we need to be concerned Ashrutzei Ashrutz, that if we saw a kosher fish and a non-kosher fish, or vice versa, it grew, it spawned in that fish. Menolon, ask the Gemara, how do we know this? The Tanya, Dak Tame, Mashrutz, Dak Tav Matal Bayim. Says the Gemara, there's a fundamental difference between a kosher fish and a non-kosher fish. A non-kosher fish spawns its eggs, spawns its young fishlets, spills them out, so to speak, and a dak tar lays eggs. So ask the Gemara, e hachi, if that's the reality, ki chazin in the bala, when we see that the kosher fish swallowed the non-kosher fish, or vice versa, why are we so quick to be lenient? I mean, ha achla, maybe we should be concerned that when the non-kosher fish swallow the kosher fish, that kosher fish was digested, and as I said, once it's digested, it becomes part of its host. V'hai eshurushi atzritz, and this new fish was created in the body of the non-kosher fish, and therefore it's non-kosher. Amar Rav Sheshes, and this is the way most Rishonim learn the Gemara. Amar Rav Sheshes, kigoy shematzu derech harei. It's referring to a situation where we found this fish, again, we're talking about the kosher fish that we found in the non-kosher fish, that we found it in, it's a digestive system. So if it was spawned in the non-kosher fish, you would find it in the womb of the non-kosher fish. Nana derech rei. A papama kigoyen shemotu derech beis abliya, you found it in the throat. Again, the same point. If it was created in that non-kosher fish, it wouldn't be in the throat, it would be in its stomach. You found a whole fish. A whole fish isn't created in, a whole large fish is not created in the mud and the host fish. So again, the way the Rishonim explain this Gemara, here we're referring that we have two reasons to be makel, according to all of these three Amoraim. One is we did see a fish swallowed, we did see a kosher fish swallowed, coupled with the fact where this kosher fish was found, gives us reason to be makel. That's how these three Amoraim explain. Rav Ashi has a whole different approach. Roiv dogim b'mina mashritzim. A fish creates fish such as it. So where did Rishonim explain Rav Ashi? Rav Ashi is telling us a gevalda gekula. Even though the Torah Kedosha says, a posik, v'ivdaltim v'natomei v'atohor, which gives us the obligation to identify before we ate a fish if it's kosher or non-kosher, since it's highly unlikely that you're going to find a kosher fish in a non-kosher fish, that is enough to tell us that we can rely that this kosher fish was swallowed, not actually created in that non-kosher fish, and we could comfortably eat that whole kosher fish, as I said before, if it wasn't yet digested. I sort of first make a very interesting observation. If you'll ever notice a fish that swallows another fish, that happens quite often, it always swallows the fish head first. Why? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world that way? The Mefarshim say a very interesting explanation. The fish, the little fish know that it's very likely that they're going to get caught by the big fish. So they always keep their eyes, so to speak, open not to get caught. They know they can't protect themselves from the back, because they have no eyes in their back, but in their tail, but their eyes in the head. So shows them Hashem, you think you could protect yourself? There's no running. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, the Hashgach HaPratis wants that you should be swallowed, you're going to be swallowed head first. Continues the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, Dak Tami Mashritz. As we said before, the difference between a kosher fish and a non-kosher fish is a non-kosher fish spawns the eggs. Dak Tami Matal Beyim. It lays eggs. Kol HaMoylid, when it lays eggs, when it gives birth to something, to a whole thing, it nurses it. But Kol HaMat Beyim Malakit. I saw two pshatim at the Beyim Malakit. Either it goes and collects food, or it sits on them until they hatch. Chutz Mi Atlif, except from a bat, Shafi Shematal Beyim, even though the way bat gives off offspring is through giving off eggs, Mainik, it nurses them. Continues the Gemara, Hadulfonim, we'll see in a moment what Dulfonim are, Parim V'ram K'mei Adam, multiply as human beings do. Ask the Gemara, my Dulfona, Amr Rav Yehuda B'nei Yama. A fascinating Rashi, two fascinating Rashis. Rashi says Dulfonim are a mermaid, a half human and half fish, that came because a person mated with a fish, and that's how the Dulfonim are created. Continues the Gemara. Kol Shebeyev Mibichutz, any creature that has its beim external, moilid. The way it has children is through giving birth to them. Kol Shebefnim, whoever has its beim internally, matl beim lays eggs. Ask the Gemara, is this true? Any v'hamashmul avos v'avos bar, a goose, which means a domesticated goose, and a wild goose, climbs zebzeb, which means they may not be mated together, they can't be used to work together. V'avinimbo my tama, what is the basis for Shmuel's halacha? Amar baya, because zeb beim b'chutz, this one has its beim external, zeb beim b'fnim. But here we see that tavai matile beim. They both lay eggs. And we just said that anything that has its eggs externally doesn't lay eggs. So therefore the Gemara sort of modifies what it said. El kosher zechrusim b'chutz, whoever has the gid, the organ b'chutz, moilet, gives off its offsprings of full-fledged creatures. Mifnim, if it has its organ internally, matl beyim. But it has nothing to do with the beyim. Continues the Gemara, Kol Shetashmisha B'yoyim, anything that, any creatures that mate only by day, Yoylet B'yoyim, will only have children, offspring by day. Belaila, any creatures that mate only by night, Yoylet Belaila, will only have offspring by night. Kol Shetashmisha B'yoyim 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 Belaila, anything that mates by day and by night, Yoylet Bein b'yoyim, bein b'layla, could have offspring by day and by night. And of course, pshat is, it doesn't mean that if, we're going to see Sunnah means a human being. It doesn't mean that if a human being mates by day, the baby's going to be by day or vice versa. Since a human being has the ability to mate by day and by night, that's why the children born to us are born by day and by night, not necessarily corresponding to when the actual act occurred. So the Gemara explains itself. Tashmishi b'yoyim, what is the example of somebody, of a creature that mates only by day, and therefore Yoel B'Yoim only has children by day, Tanugoyel. Balayla, the example of something that only mates by night, Yoel Balayla will only have offspring by night, Atleif, is a bat. Tashmisha Bain B'Yoim Bain Balayla, Yoel Bain B'Yoim Bain Balayla, Odnavakadadamile, a human being and most creatures that don't have a specific time when they can mate. Ask the Gemara, L'may Nafkamina, why do we need to know this? Answers the Gemara, L'chadar Amari Bereder of Kahana. The Omar, Ramari Bereder of Kahana, Bodik Bekina Shaltanik, a word of introduction. The first Mishnah Masech Tebeya. The Mishnah Masech Tebeya says, Be'i Shanol Debe Yontif. If a Be'i was born on Yontif, it's Muksa. So here, you have the following situation. Bodik Bekina Shaltanik, you check your chicken coop, Mare of Yontif. And there's no egg in there. And then you didn't find an egg in it. And then on Yontif you got up before Alois HaShachar. Because if you checked after Alois HaShachar, this egg might have been born on Yontif. You got it before Alois HaShachar and you do see a beya, Meteres Bechil B'Yontif. That egg is not Muksa. Why? Because if it couldn't have been born by night, so it must have been born before Yontif, and therefore it's not Muksa. Amar, you checked before and you didn't see it. Amar, we must say the Loi Badik Yofa, you didn't check well. Ask the Gemara Loi Badik Yofa. We say, the person is telling us, I know I checked and I didn't see any egg here. Says the Gemara, what we have to say is, the Gemara stays true, that eggs can only be born by day. Amar Yotza Ruba, if the egg came out mostly by day, the chazra have, and then it came back in, and it only emerged by night. And the halach is to Rabbi Yochanan, Dom Rabbi Yochanan, Bei Shiyotzu Rubim Erev Yontif. If most of the egg came out from Erev Yontif, the chazra, the chazeris, and then it goes back in to the body of the mother, Meteres Lachil B'Yontif. That may be eaten by Yontif, because it's considered, since most of it emerged before Yontif, even though it went back in and then out, it's considered born before Yontif and not Muksa. So I saw Rabbi Yosef Engel asks a gewaltige question. Probably one of the most vexing issues in Halacha is Bein HaShemoshes. Is Bein HaShemoshes day? Is Bein HaShemoshes night? What do we do with this Bein HaShemoshes? So he says, based on our Gemara, we should have an easy way of determining. We should see up until what time chickens lay egg. In other words, if Bein HaShemoshes today is from 5 to 5:15, so if we see the chicken has an egg at 5 o'clock, 5:05, we'll know it's still day. And if it, we'll know, we can't necessarily bring a raya from when it doesn't have, but if we see it has an egg at 5:05, it'll be a raya that it's still day. So he says a fascinating answer, fascinating. Chickens never have eggs by Bein HaShemoshes. And therefore, part of the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world is that we don't have this test to find out. But it's interesting, because what is the halacha? The Gemara Masechet Bei discusses this. If an egg is born Bein HaShemoshes, and the Gemara says that if an egg is born Bein HaShemoshes, it's treated as muks. Why? Because it's Tavish Shesh Lamatirin. After Yontif, you won't have any question. But the truth is that this is a much more complicated issue, because the Mefarshim asked that the Gemara could have given a much simpler nafkamina. When we speak about eggs only being born by day, it means about eggs that were born through the mating of a female and a male. Most eggs that we have now today are Safna D'Ara. They're not from a male and a female together. An egg that comes from Safna D'Ara, this rule doesn't apply. It can be born by day or by night. So if Farshim asked, why didn't the Gemara give a very simple nafkamina? That if I contracted with you to buy old-fashioned eggs that come from a male and a female, and then you give me an egg, and the egg is born by night, it's a raya that you cheated me, because you gave me Safna D'Ara instead of what I asked for. So Mepharshim respond, the reason the Gemara didn't give that nafkamina is because just like it could be that you cheated me, it could also be that maybe what happened was that this egg did come out by day, the Gemara's teretz, that it came out by day and then went back into the body of the mother and only came out by night, and it isn't contradictory to anything we've been learning, and it isn't contradictory to the deal. The point that they make is that since there are so many different moving pieces, there's so many factors to be taken into consideration, the fact that it's born by Bein HaShemashis isn't the raya what Bein HaShemashis is, because there could have been so many other factors. It may be Saf Nadara, it may be that it came out and went back in, and therefore we can't rely on the egg to know for sure if Bein HaShemashis is day or not. Continue the Gemara. Kasha Tashmisha Vibura Shava, if two creatures mate the same way and have the same period of pregnancy, they could create offspring together. Hakom Meshamshim, all creatures mate Panim Kneged Oyrif, one on top of the other. Chutz Mishloisha, except for three. Meshamshim, Panim Kneged Panim, facing each other. Veilahain, dog, fish, v'odom, human beings, v'nachash, and the snake. Ask them, Ramash Nahani Tlasa, why specifically these three creatures mate in this very special way? Answers the Gemara, Ka'asar Avdimi, Amr Merava, Hoyo v'dibri ma'am shchina. These three were the three things that we find HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to them. To human being, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to all the Nevi'im. Snake, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to the snake in Parshas Bereishis. And the dog, I saw two pshatim. Most Rishonim learn pshat as we remember the story of Yonah, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to the fish that swallowed Yonah. Others say, if we look in Parshas Bereishis, everything was told that they should multiply. But the fish were told it in a direct manner, and the animals were told in an indirect manner. Furthermore, the Mefarsh make a very interesting observation. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to the snake, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't have anything great to say to the snake. So why is that called something special? So we see from here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to you, even if it isn't a great message, is special. Umat continues the Gemara, Tana, Gomel, camel mates, Ocher Keneged Ocher. Tana Rabon, Tana Goylus L'Esrim V'Echajoyim. A chicken has a baby after 21 days. Ukenegda B'Ilan Luz. A Luz also emerges in 21 days. There's an interesting machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos, what is a luz? Rashi learns that a luz is a hazelnut. It's a small egois. Tosfos has a whole different definition of the luz. Why is this very relevant? Because Rashi calls the hazelnut an egois cotton. And we know that our minig is that we don't eat egois during the Yom Neroim. So if a luz, if a hazelnut, is a egois cotton, so not only may you not eat walnuts during the Yom Neroim, you shouldn't eat hazelnuts either. Kelev, a dog, takes chmish miyoyim, or connected with elan teina, a fig tree. Chatol, a cat, l'chamish mishnayim miyoyim, 52 days, or connected with elan tus, a mulberry tree. Chazir, l'shish miyoyim, takes 60 days, connected with elan tapuach is 60 days to come out. Shul, which means a fax, the Kamini Shrotzim, take Shisha Chadoshim, Ukenegdam Be'ilin Tfuah, we take 6 months. And a wonderful Rashi here. Rashi says Tfuah doesn't grow from a tree. Tfuah grows from the ground. So Rashi reminds us the Gemara says, a machloikis, what was the tree that Adam Arishan ate from? And one opinion was that it was an Ilan Tfuah. So we see that Tfuah could be considered a grows from an Ilan. Behem Adaka Tahira, the Chamish Chadoshim takes 4 months, 5 months. Ukenegd be'ilan Gefen takes 5 months. Behem Gasa Tameya, L'Shnei Masa Chadosh, this will become very important soon. Ukenegd be'ilan Dekel, a date. Tahira, L'Tisha Chadoshim, a Behem Tahira takes 9 months. Ukenegd be'ilan Zayas, Aleph's, Hazev, which is a wolf. Hari is a lion, Hadoiv is a bear, Hanomer is a leopard, Habadlis, Gemara is not quite clear what it is, it's a form of a bear, Hapil is an elephant, Hakoif is an ape, Vakifuf is a monkey, Lishloish Shoshanim, 3 years, Ukenegdam be'ilam b'nai suach, which are inferior figs, also take that much time. Afar, l'shim shana, some sort of a wild animal, or connect the ilan charuv, a carob tree. Charuv zeh, says the Gemara regarding the carob tree, mishas nitiyosei, from when you plant a carob tree, atchas gmar pei raisov, until it actually, the fruit comes out, shivim shana, takes 70 years, v'yimei iburoi, the actual time from when the flower, from when it blossoms, till the fruit comes out, is shaloshan, 3 years. Nochash, the shevim shana. A snake takes 7 years. Lois rosh lamatina chavra. The Gemara just gave us a long list of animals and fruits that have corresponding amount of times. A rosh, a nochash is 7 years, but there's no partner for it. V'yesh omrim muchsosim. Muchsosim is some sort of creature that takes 7 years. So Mefarshim used, the Paiskim used this Gemara la'loch lamaisa. We know the Gemara says, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Hayotzi b'yomi nissen. If somebody goes out during nissen, u'matze ilona lavlevim, he finds blossoming trees, we have to make a brachish, l'chisa b'ilona klom. The Farshim asked, the Paiskim asked, nissen is a very busy time. You don't always get around to make the bracha. Is the bracha limited to nissen or not? So the Paiskim say that the way to understand the halacha after we learn this Gemara, the Shalos Chuvos Lairos Nosson says this, is as follows. The Gemara clearly indicates that there are many trees that blossom quite often during the year. 21 days and months, not a year. What the halacha is telling us is that this is a bracha that's made once a year. Once a year, and the preferable time is during Nisan, make this bracha. But since we see that there are many fruit trees that blossom much more often, if you didn't make the bracha during Nisan, you should make it whenever you see a blossoming tree. There's a very beautiful vart, powerful vart, for Ramei Shapiro. Ramei Shapiro says that Al Gemara says that the nachash gestation period is 7 years, and it has no partner. Says Ramei Shapiro, now it has a partner. Who is the partner of the nachash? The Daf Yomi. It takes 7 years to finish us. So he says, the nachash ate from the Eitz Hadas, and he brought a terrible klal, he brought a terrible curse to the world. We who learn the Daf Yomi, we're learning from the fruits of Torah, and we're enjoying, we're doing a mitzvah with the fruits of Torah. That's why we make a seam on the Shas every 7 years. Continues the Gemara. So the Gemara says the gestation period of a snake is 7 years. How do we get to that number? Says the Gemara, Omer of Yehuda Omer Rav, Umotam Bab Mishum de Rishu Bechananya Shinema. Or Atta, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the snake, Or Atta Mikol Behema, or Mikol Chayis Asada. So the question is, in Behema Niskalala, if the Nachash is cursed more than the Behemoth, Bechayi Lekoshkein, the way we just learned, the term of pregnancy of a Behema is much longer than a Chaya, El Loi Malach, to teach us, Kishem Shniskalala Behema Mechaya Ech L'Shiva. The difference between a behem and a chaya is a 7-to-1 ratio. And how do we see that? U'mayniu, chamor michatol. The Gemara says that a chatol takes 52 days. A chamor takes a year. 52 times 7 is 364, which is a year. So just like they have a 7-to-1 ratio, kachu niskal mebehema achas l'sheva. The ratio between the snake and the behema is a 7-to-1 ratio. The chamor is in a year, and the snake is in 7 year, Davalei Shevshni. Ask the Gemara, Ema, who says to learn Pshat in the Pasuk that way? Maybe the way to learn Pshat in the Pasuk, ask the Gemara, is Kshem Shneskala Chai Mehema Achs L'Shei Shonim or Mayini Ari Mechamor, that the Ari takes 3 years and the Chamor takes 1 year. Kach Hu Neskala Mechaya Achs L'Shei Shonim, that the snake will be 3 times as much, that the ratio is 3-to-1, and a lion will be 3 years, and a snake will be 9 years. Answers the Gemara, Miksiv mikol achay u'mikol behema, mikol behema kol achay, we compare the behema to the chaya, not the chaya to behema. Oruhu, what the pasuk means to say, says the Gemara, Oruhu mi behema shneskal mechaya, we compare the behema to the chaya. The chaya, we said, is the chatol of 52 days. The behem is the donkey of a year. Ask them, who says that's the way to learn the pasuk? Yes, we're comparing a behem to chaya, but maybe the ratio should not be donkey to cat. which is 7-1, maybe it should be achas l'sholosh, it should be a 3-1 ratio, or mainly A's michato, that the A's, we said an Amen Aleph takes 5 months, and the chatul takes 3 weeks. So it's a five. It's a 3-1. It takes a three. So it's a three. Davalei chamisi yarchi, which is a 3-1 ratio. Ibayis eim mikol behemiksif. Why it takes? We take all animals into consideration. Ibayis eim klolu klol shadilei. If we could say that the snake was cursed to 7 years, or we could say that the snake was only cursed to 15 months, we're going to put a bigger claw on the snake and say 7 years. Unlike, before we begin the Gemara, we begin one of the most fascinating Gemaras in Ch'as that, of course, has very deep meaning. We'll try to learn Pshat, and we'll try to say what we saw as deeper meaning. Unlike Kesel Rabbi Shuba Chananya, Noch Shlakam Mi'aber, how long does it, what is the gestation period of a snake? Umoylet. Amalei Shev Shani, 7 years, like we just finished learning. So the case is said, Vasavi de Beisuna Arbinu, they made it snakes, Vardal Latlas, and they had children after 3 years. So Rabbi Shul responded, Hani mi bar have mi karadalchinen. They're already pregnant 4 years, so they only need 3 more years. Ask the Gemara, Vakam Sham Shimishimushi, we sort of made them. Answered the Gemara, In the name of Sham Shikadim. Human beings mate even when one's wife is pregnant. This snake indeed mated with another snake, but the snake that it mated with, the female snake, was already pregnant. Says the Gemara. Vachachmin inu. Says the case of Rabbi Shua, but these are the most brilliant minds, and this is what they're saying. So Rabbi Shua says, Anan chachin minayu. Chachmas ha-toira is the greatest chachma. So the case says to him, Ichachimus, if you're so smart, Zil Zachinum, let's see you prevail over them, Vasinuli, and then bring him to me. Amalei, so Rabbi Shua asked the case of Kamahava, how many members do they have? So he said, Shitin Gavri, 60 people. Amalei, so he tells the case, Avedli Safinta, make for me a boat, this be Shitin Bati, that has in it 60 cabins. The Kol Bais is by Shitin Bistriki, and every cabin should have 60 seats, Ovidle, and he made it for him. And we'll see soon at the end of Gemara why he needed this. The number 60, Mepharshim say, is corresponding to what it says in Shir Hashirim, Shishim Geboirim Savavla. Whenever we speak about great individuals, the number 60 is used. Kimat Alahasim. So now Rabbi Shua has to meet them. So he gets to Athens. He comes into a butcher shop. And he found the butcher, the kaposhet chayusa, that was skinning an animal. Omer reishach lezvune, is the head for sale. Omer in. So he said yes. Omer bekama, how much does it cost? Omer bepalga de zuza, half a zuz. Yavle. So he paid it to him. The saif omele and na reish the chiyusa amalach. There was a misunderstanding between the butcher and Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shua said, "How much is the head?" So he said, "I didn't mean the head of the animal. I meant your head." And the butcher said, "I thought you meant the head of the animal." So now Rabbi Shua says, "But I said the head. I didn't say the head of the animal. You have to give me your head." But Rabbi Shua says to him, "Ibay de ishvach. If you want me to let you out of this deal." Show me where these Chachamim of Athens are. Omalei, so he responded, Mr. Finna, I'm scared. The call the Machvi, whoever discloses where they are, Katalei, gets killed. Omalei, so he said, I'll tell you what you should do. Dori Kriche de Kanya, carry a large load of sticks. The Kimotis Lahasam, when we arrive at the entrance of where they are, Zakfa, just put it down. Command the Kamasvach, as if you need to rest. And like that, I'll know that's their entrance. Mepharshim explained, what does a Tavach mean? He says, we're trying to describe in this Gemara the Chochmah of a person. That the Chochmah of a person is greater than the Chochmah of any other creature. How do we see, what is the best example of that? A Tavach. Here you have a butcher, a Shaychit, who could kill an animal. Why could the tabach prevail over the animal? Because we have seichel and they don't. Ozel Ashkach, so Rabbi Shua comes to this place where they are. There are varim megavoy. There were guards inside the place where they are, or there were varim mevroy, and there were guards outside. And what they used to do, says the Gemara, is as follows: Di chazakara de ayla, if they saw footprints of somebody entering this place, katlu levroy, they would kill the guards that are standing outside. Or the nafka, if they saw footprints of as if somebody was walking out from this house. They had sand there, Mefarshim explained, so you could see the imprint. Katla l'gavoy. They would kill the guard standing inside. So Rabbi Shua did, says the Gemara, apchel l'sandli, he took his shoes and made them face as if he was going outside. Katla l'gavoy. So they killed the guards inside because they thought that they didn't do their job. They let somebody out. Apchel l'sandli, and then he faced his shoes with a footprint as if he's going into the house. Catholicals, now they killed in the guards outside. Mefarshim discuss, Rashi and the Rishash have an entire discussion here. If the problem is going in, they didn't see that he went in. And if the problem is going out, they didn't see he went out. He was only in that place in between. So the Rishash, because of that, says it must be that the guards were sleeping. And they weren't allowed, anybody wasn't allowed to go even in or out. And that's why they got killed. Ashkechei. Ashkach, so now he comes, Ozel Ashkach, he comes into this house, Yenuki Mel'el, Sabil Matachas. The young Chachamim were sitting higher up, and the elders were sitting towards the back. And now he says, I have a real dilemma. Ami Iyahavi Sham Lahani, if I give Shalom to those sitting in the more prestigious place, Katli Hani, Savra Non Adifan, Danan Kshenim, Vidardaki. In other words, whatever he does is a problem. If he gives shalom to the people sitting in the more prestigious place, the older people say, how did you disrespect us? We're older. If he gives shalom to the older people, they'll say, we're more choshev, we have the better seats. So what he said was, shalmulchu. He just said a general statement, shalom. He didn't address anybody specifically. Amalei, so the Chacham asked him, "Ma yavidetach? What are you doing here?" Amalu, so he responded, "Chachim de yidua ana. I am one of the Jewish Chachamim. Bina lemigmer chakmos minaychu. I want to learn wisdom from you." Amal ihachi nebayilach. Fine. Amalu, we're going to ask you questions. So he said, "Fine." And he said to them as follows: "Is a chisuli? If you prevail, call Davidus B, call the Biso Avidu B. Whatever you want, you can do to me. But if I prevail over you, I'd like you to come eat a meal on my boat." Amalei, so the first question they asked Rabbi Shua was, "Hahu gavet ozu ubay itasa?" There's a person that wants to marry a woman, v'lo yavalei, and she refuses to marry him. My chazle the ozel hecha the medlamine. Why would he go to another woman who may even be more prestigious than the first woman? The first woman refused him. The second woman certainly refused him. Shokel siksa. So he took a peg. Dotzla tatoi. He tried to put it in the bottom of the wall. Loi ol. He couldn't get it in. Li loi. And then he tried to get it in a higher part of the wall. Ol. He was able to. What pshat in the Gemara? So all the Mefarshim and the Maral and the Marshah and the Gro basically say the same pshat. They say pshat in the Gemara as follows. We all remember the famous Gemara, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give the Torah to Klal Yisrael, he first went to all the Umas Ha'olam, and they refused. And then he went to Klal Yisrael, and we said Nasa V'Nishma. So he said, isn't that a proof that Klal Yisrael is less than everyone else? Because if we were greater, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu come to us last? Just like the woman, that if the first woman refused, then how do you think that the last woman is going to accept? You have to take a woman who's less, not a woman who's greater. And what did Rabbi Shua answer? On the contrary, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that we are the only perfect fit between him and the Yisrael, Varais, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Chadhu. We're the perfect fit. We're on top. We're the only ones that could fit with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the rest of the world can't fit with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Next issue was, Gavra the eyes of a tariff. If somebody lends money and he can't collect, my chaza the hada azif, what's the point of him lending money again? Amrle gavra ozla agma. There's a man that went to the swamp. Kotl kamatuna, he couldn't pick up the first bundle. Vloy matzbe, kotl umanachle, that doesn't mean he stops. Add this rami inish madle, which means as follows. Again, how the Mefarshim explained the Gemara. They were saying to him, Klal Yisrael is hopeless. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has forgotten about you. You see that you lent money, you're doing the mitzvahs, and you have nothing from all the mitzvahs that you're doing. You're not collecting the reward. So he answered them, we do our mitzvahs. What happens if somebody can't carry the baggage home? That doesn't mean, can't carry the wood home. That doesn't mean he shouldn't cut the wood. He should cut the wood. Ultimately, somebody will come and help him carry it home. Now we're only cutting the wood. But ultimately, Mashiach will come and help us carry everything home. Amale, so they said to him, Eimelam Mila de Badoi. Tell us something that's totally false. Amale, who could inoisa? There was a mule. The Yalida that had a child, Vavatolle Piska, and it was carrying a sign, the Kosabe, the Masik Bebe Abba Mei Alpha Zuzu, that it's carrying a sign around its neck that its father is owed $100,000. Omle Vikadnisma Yolda, a mule can't have children. Omle, Hai Nami Mila de Bedoy. That's exactly what I'm telling you, it's a foolish thing. What's going on here? So here too, they said, yes, as many goyim say, yes, Klal Yisrael was originally chosen for its great place in the world. But now, since you haven't lived up to your proper place, we take over. So he said that, no, Klal Yisrael has something that the goyim don't have. What does Klal Yisrael have? Klal Yisrael has yichus. We have a father, and you don't have a father, and therefore you can never take. You don't have the yichus of the avos that we have, and therefore what you are is bidoy, is false. Continues the Gemara. Amle hainami mil bidoy. The Setem will tell you another foolish thing. Milcha kisarya, if salt gets spoiled. But my malchalei, they used to use salt as a preservative. But what do you do if the salt gets spoiled? Omlei besilta de kunaisa. You use pieces of the placenta of a mule. Ask the Gemara, omiika silchal kunaisa. But a mule doesn't have a placenta. So it says a milchamei sari. So here too the Mefarshim say a similar pshat. The melech represents the bris melech. And they said that the bris melech that exists between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us has gotten ruined. So he said, no, it's like a mule. It can't have come to you, it stays with us. Says the Gemara, Bana lo beis ba'avira de alma. So he said, build a home in the sky. Omo Shem, Tole ben Rekila Ara. So he said a shame, and he was suspended in the air. Omle, Livni v'tinoi. So it said, now bring me bricks and mortar that I could build. What does this mean? So Farshim say, what they were saying to us was, yes, as long as Klal Yisrael had a base of Migdash, we were great. But now we don't have a base of Migdash. Your base of Migdash is destroyed, you're not great. So he said a shame, and he was suspended in the sky. What does that mean? He showed the power of tzaddikim. That even though, unfortunately, we no longer have a base of Migdash, tzaddikim still have power. So they asked him, Mitzios de Alma Hecha, where is the middle of the world? Zokva Latzbasa, he pointed with his finger, Omle Hocha, right over here. Omle Miyamer. So they said, how do you know? So he responded to them, Aisim Ashle Umashcha. Bring a rope and I'll show you. What does this mean? again, similar to the previous piece of Gemara. They said that the Beis HaMikdash was the middle of the world. We know the Beis HaMikdash was the Emtza HaOlam. But there no longer is a Beis HaMikdash. So everything that Klal Yisrael represents collapses. So that's not true. Wherever Klal Yisrael is, even unfortunately, if we have no longer a Beis HaMikdash, it still continues to exist. So they said to him, Islanu Biro Bidabro, Ailu Lamasa. They said to him, there is a Biro in the Midbar, bring it to the town. Omleif Shiluli Chavli Mipari, make for me ropes out of the bran, Vaila, and I'll bring it in. Again, they were saying to him that the beer is in the midbar. The Beis HaMikdash is in the midbar. You can't bring it. So he said, a rope could bring it. Why could a rope bring it? So I saw a very beautiful pshat. The pasuk says, Yaakov chevel nachlosoi. What does Yaakov chevel nachlosoi mean? That Yaakov, when all of us are together, we're like a rope. So what he was saying to him was, the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. It's in the midbar. It's not here. What could bring it back? When we're ba'achtus. Because what caused the second Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed? Sinas chinam. If we be a chevel, if we'll all be tied together, it could come back. Continues the Gemara. They said to him, Islan rechai de tevrechiti. The mill is, that mills wheat is broken. Omrei klerichulim in garde vechaiti. Bring me, make thread out of the stone, and I will tie it together. Says the Gemara, Mishri the Sakina, the Maikatli, a row made out of knives. How, if you have a field of knives, how do you cut it? Says the Gemara, Bekana the Chamra, with the horns of a donkey. So Farshim explained, what does this mean? They said, Klal Yisrael in this world is attacked by knives. The guy want to kill us. So he said, how do we defend ourselves? So one pshat that he says, but kind of the chamor. Chamor, we know, represents somebody who works hard. If we will work hard on learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, we'll be able to protect ourselves from the sakina. Another pshat is that indeed in this world, we don't have many options. But the kind of the chamor represents Mashiach. Mashiach's going to come riding in a donkey. When Mashiach comes out, Tzaras will end. So they said to him, Umiikur karna l'chamra, but a donkey doesn't have horns. So it says, Umiikur mishu de sakini, that no, Klal Yisrael will never be destroyed. Islay trebei, they brought to him two eggs. Amalei hai de zagsa uchmasi, v'hai de zukhme chaverti. Which egg comes from a black chicken, and which one comes from a white chicken? Islay hi trei gvini, so he brought to them two pieces of cheese. And he said them, "Hai the izu ochmasi, for hai the izu chaverti." Which comes from a white chicken, white goat, and which comes from a red dark goat? It doesn't make a difference. What does that mean? So Farshim say that eggs represent avelus, and cheese represents delicacy. There are two times in our calendar that we have 21 days. We have the 21 days from Shavuos B'Tammuz until Tisha B'Av. We have the 21 days of the Yom and the Rhyme from Rosh Hashanah to end the Sukkot. Those are days of Simcha. We could worship Hashem with Beye, with Tzaris, and we could worship Hashem with Simcha, but we have to worship Hashem under all circumstances.
It doesn't matter if it was white or black.
It doesn't make a difference if it was white or black. White means good and black means bad. Ritzutz the mais, meich nafke reocha. If you have a chick and an egg dying, how did its ear, how did its neshama escape? It says the Gemara, "Behechad no ofek." How got the neshama? That's how it loses it. Echlon. So he said, they said to him, "Achvulam mona d'leishave chavile." Show us a vessel that isn't worth the damage it does. Icy budja. He brought a mat, pashtua, and they rolled it open. Lo have ayel betara. And it couldn't go in. So what did they have to do? They had to knock down the door. So they knocked down the entranceway to get in a mat. But But the entrance, the building, is what worth much more than the mat. So he said to them, the goyim in this world, lesson here is, the goyim in this world are no more than a mat to help us do what we have to do. And they're not worth the problem. Isa Amla Isa Mari Sisrua. They brought, and I didn't finish the Gemara, bring a hammer and break it down. Haina the Malush Loshav Chavile, the mat isn't worth the damage it did. So he prevailed. Isinu, so he brought them to his boat. Kochad v'chad, so every one of these chachamim, ki chazin shitin bistrisi, when he saw, he put each one of them in a separate cabin. And when each one of them saw 60 seats in these cabins, omer kulei chavroi lachasa, they felt comfortable entering these cabins, because they felt that all 60 of their companions will be in there. So each one of them is in a separate room. They lose that confidence. Omla l'suni sharis v'nusach. Let's go. Bahadid asu, as they're about to leave Athens, shokel ofim Ephraim. He takes a little sand from Athens. Kimot l'bei belia. There was water, that anything that comes into this water gets swallowed up in the water. Molo kuz demai b'mei belia. He filled up a pitcher of water. Kat asu. So they arrive to the Kaiser. Ikminu kame Kaiser. He puts them in front of the Kaiser. Chazinu de havamani. He saw that they were very broken. They were downtrodden. Because when you're not in your natural habitat, you're broken. Amlei lav hananinu. These can't be the Chacham of Athens. The Chacham of Athens are conceited individuals, not people that are so broken. Shokel mafrayu. He took from the earth, from their country, v'shadalayu. And he threw it on them. So they staff felt comfortable. Because when you're home, you feel comfortable. Akshu Lapimalka. And now they acted arrogantly to the king. Omle. So the king got offended. And he said to them, call the beasts of Idbu. Whatever you want, you could do to them. I sinumai the ice mabebelia. So he brought this water that swallows everything that falls into it. Shadinu bedigdikti. He put it into a keli. Amlu malayu v'ezlu. Fill it up. L'chumalu v'shada b'kamay kamay balu. Everything they put in got swallowed up. Ad sham kasfayu, until their hands started hurting from keeping on throwing things into this water. Or balu v'ezlu, and they all expired.